All right, there are two statistical models that are absolutely equivalent, except for how they're portrayed. Linear discriminant function and ANOVA. Just like any ANOVA can be run as a multiple regression, any ANOVA can be run as an LDF with the right sort of weightings and things. We're going to concentrate on LDF in here because more gets done with it. When you run the ANOVA, you ask if there's a mean difference between the groups, and you're pretty much done with the ANOVA. Then you have to go do other sorts of follow-ups. With the LDF, some of those follow-ups are integrated right into the model, and other things are added later. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, talk about LDF and or versus multiple regression, and there's a handout available on the webpage that walks through the details of similarity and dissimilarity between LDF and multiple regression. It's written so that people who are comfortable with multiple regression can look at how LDF is similar and different. I'm going to look at a geometric example of LDF. LDF, more than multiple regression, is trying to get multivariate power. Most of the time, multivariate power doesn't show up in multiple regression that often. I mean, you don't start with a bunch of non-predictors and get a predictive model. You've got a mix of predictive and non-predictive variables, and you end up with a predictive model. But in linear discriminant function, often one of the reasons that you have the multivariate interest is that none of the variables do very well by themselves. And so multivariate power, same thing in LDF as in multiple regression, except much more prevalent, much more often the point or the intent in LDF. We'll talk about evaluating and reporting LDF results. We'll introduce you to the three kinds of weights in a discriminant function. And we'll talk a little bit about reporting and evaluating the ANOVA results. I think I might have forgotten to bring with me a handout. But if so, we'll start with that on Thursday. LDF and ANOVA. You got one grouping variable and multiple others. In the simplest situation, and what we will concentrate on here, the others are either quantitative or binary. But you can have any kind of variable you want. You can have nonlinear terms. You can have multiple group. And once in a while, yeah, you sort of get into this rabbit hole thing where you're predicting what group you're in from other grouping variables, which doesn't seem quite as clean and pretty, but that's what the weights do, is the coding and the weights get that all composited into an LDF. Naming conventions. LDF is what an analysis is called if the groups are naturally occurring. So if they're biotaxonomy, you know, if we're trying to tell kinds of crocodiles apart based on head shape or based on the shape of their pelvic girdle, then those are naturally occurring kinds. Species are naturally occurring kinds. Different diagnostic categories, different naturally occurring kinds. The grouping variable is called the criterion. The other variables are called discriminators or predictors. ANOVA is what the same analysis is typically called if the groups are the result of some IV manipulation. The multivariate assessment of agricultural programs, different kinds of watering, different kinds of pesticides, fertilizers, any of that stuff, where the groups are produced rather than the groups are measured. The grouping variable is often called the IV, the others are called the DV. So there's a naming convention here, and that's all it really is. Any set of data that's appropriate for one can be plugged into the other. The difference is the output you get, the way you report it, and the way you tend to emphasize different aspects of it. Ways of thinking about the new variable in LDF and ANOVA. Like regression, it involves constructing a new quantitative variant from a weighted combination of quantitative, binary, or coded predictors, discriminators, or DVs. The new variable is constructed so that when it is used as a DV in an ANOVA, the F value will be as large as possible. And that's the statistical defense for this statistical procedure. Is we construct that weight so it will have the largest possible F value, simultaneously maximizing between group variation and minimizing within group variation. That's how you get the least overlap. Spread the means apart, tighten down the variability of each group. Minimizing the overlap, maximizing classification. The new variable may be called a linear discriminant function, a linear function of the original variables constructed to maximally discriminate among the groups. It might be called a MANOVA variate, that is because it is in a MANOVA and is constructed from the other variables. The most general term for this newly constructed thing is a canonical variate. And that's an older statistical term that you may go the rest of your career without seeing. But if somebody says, oh, it's just some kind of canonical variate, they're right. Discriminant functions, MANOVA variates, canonical variates, different eras of description of the same thing.